This is the Strategic Minute, brought to you by Strategic Communications, LLC. From our public relations practice based in Syracuse, New York, I'm Michael Meath. Today's technology makes it easy to engage with customers when things are going great, but what about when things are not going so well? How you engage with them during difficult situations can be crucial to your organization's survival. It's important to respond quickly, address their concerns with empathy, and offer a solution. Allowing your audiences to feel that they can openly communicate with a specific person in your organization instead of simply receiving an automated response is key. Social media has increased the need for all of us to be able to handle customer service and do it properly. How you handle complaints can make or break your reputation and relationship within the community. If a negative comment appears on your Facebook or Twitter page that you don't want to answer, just deleting it is not the way to go. The followers will notice this action and think you're hiding something. Instead, take the conversation offline, showing the customer that their feedback is important, but also preventing further complaints from being viewed publicly and enticing more public discussion. If you can resolve the individual's original complaint, they may even re-enter the social media space with a positive comment about your response. The bottom line is to treat conversations on social media much like you would when talking to someone in person. Read what they have to say, think before answering, and then respond in a timely manner. Most of the time, that will do the trick. Sometimes, you need an objective eye and ear to help you decipher a customer's comments and address their needs, especially in social media. For more insight about how to handle difficult customer criticism while maintaining a positive image in your organization, visit us at stratcomllc.com. And that's your Strategic Minute, brought to you by Strategic Communications, LLC, and WRVO Public Media. Are you being heard?